Welcome to the Third City Podcast. My name is Brandon Rubin, parent, educator, and aspiring everythingologist. We're up to the 16th episode of the Third City Podcast, and I think it might be time for a little bit of a recap and a review of what's actually going on over here. So the impetus for this was that for many years I've been working on this story of Third City, which took various forms as like a theme album for Dr. Free and the nonprofits in the early 2000s. A book I tried to write, and I guess you could say I did write, but never really showed to very many people. And then it kind of went on hiatus for many years, but never really disappeared. And so I started, used to tell my kids stories from Third City. And sometime this past summer, I decided I needed to try to reinvigorate the Third City. And since I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, it's a new medium that seems to be speaking to me. I decided to give it a try, and I committed to doing one podcast per week until my 44th birthday in January. Now, this is partially spurred on by the fact that this summer I was inspired to try to create this game I've been thinking about, this part of the Third City, which is called Fondue, which I did spend some energy trying to create, record, teach to my students, teach to my children, and other people. But just decided that that was not the best place to direct my energy, so I decided somehow that the Fondue experience this summer, which is like trying to create this game and create a business out of it, led me back to Third City. So the way I've been, when we started the podcast, I just wanted to do it. And then as time went, I had different ideas. And the way I'm conceptualizing it now, as I did, maybe I spoke about it a few weeks ago, was you can imagine yourself a Russian doll where there's kind of concentric three-dimensional dolls that are inside of each other. So where the core, for the podcast, in a certain sense, the core is the story of Jimmy Beat and his coming to life message, his realization that there are spirit spies, and recognizing there's something outside of Third City, his coming of age story, trying to find Dr. Free and do all the things he's trying to figure out. That's kind of the core. And outside of that, there's various things. So we've had the Banalis podcast, which is mostly hosted by Brandon the Bluesmith, which is kind of giving background and meta information about Third City from inside of Third City or from outside of inside of Third City, where there's a fictional podcast on the Banalis ship, which is kind of the pirate radio ship of the kids and animals and teachers of the School of Wishes, where they farm the sea for the pharmacy and find Dr. Free merchandise. And so he's doing the podcast from there, along with the help of the Infinite Elephant, talking about the history of Third City, kind of the background information. After that, I believe I added Word Work, which is coming from Felix the Dog, who's the head of the Inside Gang in Third City. He sells Just Ice Cream, his ice cream truck. And the impetus of that is, it's a poem I wrote a long time ago about word work, the idea that we see from traditional sources that God created the world with words, and those are the words of the Torah. And we're seeing even today, as science understands the world more, it's clear and clear that maybe it's possible that this seems like maybe one of the more fundamental things in creation and reality is really information. And we're seeing that through computer code, we're seeing that through DNA. And the information itself seems to be the core, almost like deeper than a space and time and matter and energy. Information seems to be underlying everything. And since words are, in a certain sense, information, it kind of goes together. Part of my desire is to break down the walls that say that science and our understanding of truth through the scientific process is separate and different from traditional spiritual sources that we have, that we believe that God gave Moses the Torah, and the Torah is also true just as much as anything else we can figure out logically with our scientific and logical mind. So that's kind of the impetus of word work, and therefore analyzing words, whether in Hebrew or we call it in Hebrew or English, just to see the depth of them, because if those are the cornerstone of creation, so understanding communication and words themselves is essential. After that, I think I added Dr. Free merchandise, which are the ads. So being a child of the 80s and brought up watching television, I almost trained to think like an advertising person. So, and part of the goal is to try to think, how can I, to be a better person, to be the best person I can be, which is kind of like Dr. Free is our ultimate goal for each one of us, the best person that we can be. Where we're doing what we say and our heart is connected to our mind, and we're not a hypocrite, and we're 0% hypocrite. So we need to advertise to ourselves, because we have all kinds of people and corporations outside of us telling us what's important, what we need to be paying attention to. And our job is to set our goals and understand what's important to us, and then advertise those things to ourselves. So that's what Dr. Free merchandise is. And then I added the synchronicity, because the idea of coincidences and seeing, in a certain sense, information in the same way that you see signs, simanim baderach, you see through coincidences a feeling like a deja vu, that things are planned and are happening and unfolding in a way that while you're making free choices along the way, there's something, there's a guiding hand. Adam Smith called the invisible hand, we call it like the hand of God through our lives, and that's synchronicity. And then after that, I started adding in the tools of Dr. Free, because Dr. Free, in a certain sense, is us, and we are growing into and with our technology, and therefore our, whether it's metaphorically or physically, our technology is us creating ourselves. And so the tools of Dr. Free are different ways in which Dr. Free builds himself. And so those, that's where the tools of Dr. Free comes from. And that is kind of where we're up to. In the story, we've had Jimmy Beat kind of become aware of the spirit spies. He gets a free trip outside of Third City to meet Felix the Dog into the Banala ship. He has to return to Third City in order to say goodbye to his mom and to make the journey on his own. And we're at the point now where he's at the border, and he has just received his infinity goggles as a gift from Felix the Dog. And he can now see through the spirit spy wall. And he's ready to move on. Okay, I'll see you on the flip side. This is Brandon the Blue Smith, also known as Mr. Smith. I'm back in Third City at Third City High School, doing some substitute teaching, collecting some data for the sages of the School of Wishes. Here I am in garbage. Today I want to talk a little bit about the structure of Third City and the four sectors and what goes on in each sector. Now, outside of the gray field, we'll start with the easiest part. There's a little bit of land and mostly water, and that's really where nobody is. Nobody in Third City wants to go there, and most people in Third City don't even know what's there. The only people that we have outside in water is Dr. Free, parts of the WE, the School of Wishes, the chanting chipmunks, and that's pretty much it. The sector that goes from the wall, which surrounds Third City, think the Truman Show, and a significant portion in, is called consumer space. Now, consumer space is subdivisions and strip malls. There's more green space than there is in the rest of Third City. This is where the wealthy live. However, every place in consumer space is itself for sale. Every square on every floor, every tile on every ceiling is either for sale itself or has some kind of screen or advertisement there. So everything's for sale. It's a big marketplace. This is where people are doing well. Now, a majority of Third City is what's called garbage. Garbage is not just garbage. That is where the garbage goes. There's also, that's where the factories are. That's where the people that are poorer live.
It's a significant portion of the city from the edge of consumer space into paradise. So garbage you got, it's the Grayfield Ghetto, factories, water treatment plants, garbage dumps, etc. Inside of garbage is we have paradise, basically the parking lot, and we have the mall. Inside the mall is the casino, inside the casino, the Cascacol complex. That's where a majority of people in Third City work. That's where they play. It's a beautiful place. It's the place inside of Third City which has the most color. And it's where the center of activity is in Third City. I'm going to go grade some papers. This is Brandon Bluesmith from the Banals Podcast, WEWE, on your dial 22.2 here on Planet Peace. Until next time. This is Propaganda Panda, also known as the Bipolar Bear. This week, we're going to scrunch three segments into one. We're going to take the tools of Dr. Free from Mayor Arc. We're going to take Felix the Dog's word work. And we're going to take Dr. Free merchandise. We're going to wrap them into one and put it all into this segment. Now, think to yourself, do you ever feel like you look at things and they're not exactly the way you want them to be? That's because you need the infinity goggles. This week, the podcast is sponsored by Dr. Free and Dr. Free merchandise, and the product that we're selling, or that we're giving away for free, is the Infinity Goggles. Now, you might ask, what are the Infinity Goggles? The Infinity Goggles are your good eyes, your eye in Tova. When you look at something, you're going to see, how can I help that thing be better? You're going to see the positive in each object, person, place, or thing. Now, how do they work? They work with the word infinite. Now, if you think about the word infinite, it's really two words. It's infinite or it's infinite. So what you do is you take those two parts of the word, you repeat them to yourselves in a mantra, and imagine you're looking at a tree. You're looking at your friend, you're looking at your daughter or son, and you think to yourself, infinite, in this finite thing that I see in front of me in physical form, infinite, there's an infinite spark in the soul. Infinite, 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 infinite. And when you ever look at anything, that's how you activate the goggles. You look at the tree, you look at your dog, you look at your friend, you look at your student, and you think to yourself, in this finite thing, in space and time and place and matter, is an infinite spark of divinity, of godliness. Infinite, 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 infinite. And that should allow you to really see every person as an opportunity, see every place as something to inhabit and to make greater and more special, and should give you the positive attitude of gratitude you need to make it through your day, day after day. So all you got to do is go to www.drfree.com, put in the coupon code INFINITE, and you get free for life perspective that should make every day and every moment of each day better for you and all the people around you. This is Propaganda Panda, here for Felix the Dog, for Mayor Arc, with Word Work, the tools of Dr. Free, Dr. Free merchandise. Have a wonderful week. At the woods, put a smile on his face, took a deep breath, and took a leisurely footstep forward, only to bump right into the wall. Thump. The coarse gray bricks scratching the side of his face, he put his finger up and touched the small spot of blood. At this point, it was unclear which was the illusion, the woods behind the wall, the wall itself. He took off the goggles and everything looked the same. He shook them up and down, back and forth, hoping this might start them working again. When he placed them back in his face, he still saw just a plain gray wall, firm and coarse bricks and rectangles. There were some faces there, like hints of a face, like there used to be a hint on the face of the man in the moon before they sponsored it. Jimmy Beaton knew the first step to getting to the School of Wishes was getting past this wall, but this was seeming more complicated than he had anticipated. Just then, he saw the school bus coming by. With the now hand sitting in the driver's seat, he stuck out his thumb like a hitchhiker from an old movie. But the bus just blew past him, and he could see the kids in the bus waving to him. As the bus passed, he could hear them singing, "Who are we? Who we be? We be the..." And the bus went right past him and through the spirits by wall. He sighed. "What am I gonna do?" He spoke to himself. "Don't feel bad." He heard a voice from behind the wall. "Everyone goes through this. It's not just you." Suddenly he could see the silhouette of ghost eyes on the other side of the wall, almost as if it was see-through, but just enough to see the outline of her body and her shape. "You can make it through. You're gonna have to activate the goggles so you can see clearly." "Well, how do I activate them? How do I get them to work? Last time they just seemed like they worked." "Yeah," she said, "that was a gift from Felix the dog. He left them on for a little bit, but you gotta activate them yourself. They're soul activated. You're gonna have to use the magic words, the SBELL, and you're gonna have to mean it too." "What do you mean?" he said. "Okay, look," she said, "put the goggles on. In order to get the goggles to work, you're gonna have to say the words, you're gonna have to understand the words, you're gonna have to mean the words. Then the goggles will work. Once they work, then you can see right through the wall and you'll be able to walk right through. It's an important tool for you to get. There's 7 more, but this is the first one. This is the one that will get you through the spirits by wall by yourself." "So what are the words?" he said. "The words are infinite," repeat after me, "infinite, infinite, infinite, infinite," just like that, and then repeat, "infinite, infinite, 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 infinite." "So what is that supposed to mean?" She said, "Look, look through the wall. You can see my silhouette, right? You can see just the outline of my body." "Yeah? See, that's just my body, the physical part that takes up time and space. But there's a spiritual part, a soulful part. That's where the spirit spies are made from. You have some inside of you too. They can be used for the good. When you look with your infinity goggles, you gotta look for that part of me. That's the part of me that connects to you directly. Because we're part of the same splinter set. We're soul connected, as is everybody. But you and me specifically, because we're part of the WE. So when you look and you see me, you gotta see yourself as me. You gotta see me as someone connected to you. And you have to know that you're here, not just to help yourself, but to help me too. When you help me and I help you and we help each other, that's when the WE and that's when the goggles are going to work. So give it a try. Tell me what happens." So he put on the goggles and he started saying, "Find an infinite, find an infinite, find an infinite, find an infinite." "It's not working." She said, "First of all, remember, Dr. Free, you got to have patience. Patience means it's going to take a little while. And patience means you got to work hard to try to help fix yourself. Give it a try again. Try to put some music into it. Some love into it. Some rhythm. Remember, you gotta know what the words mean. The inside the infinite me is, inside the finite me is an infinite me. And that you can help me. And that we're connected. You have to know the words. You have to say the words. You have to mean the words." And then he started. "Infinite, infinite, 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 infinite." She said, "Better." "Infinite, infinite, 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 infinite." And then he could start to see some circles taking shape. One on her, where her forehead would have been. One where her heart would have been. One where her belly button would have been. And as he continued with the mantra, "Infinite, infinite, infinite, infinite," they got stronger, clearer. Spheres, one black, one red, one orange. clear and clear as he continued, infinite, until the silhouette of her body was almost not even there. But the balls, the spheres, and the colors were so clear. And she said, can you see the balls? Can you see the spheres? They look like fondue balls, kind of. He said, yes, I can see them. She said, keep going. When they get super clear, just step through the wall. And he said, how am I supposed to know? She said, you'll know. So he continued, infinite. And all of a sudden he could see, it was crystal clear. He stepped through the wall. And there was Ghost Eyes. In her physical form, she gave him a big hug. She smiled. She said, you did a great job. I know you could do it. Come with me. We're going to go to my cave. We got a lot more work to do. You want to get to the School of Wishes, don't you? He said, yeah, that's the only thing I want. Hello, this is Baruch Meir Ben Yonah HaLevi with Synchronicity, or Hashkacha Pratit, or Hashkacha Pratis, if you prefer. So this week, I had a different idea to something to share. Nothing particularly synchronous happened this week, but I happened to come across something that just came to mind I felt like I should share. So through my process of creating Third Seed, I came up with many images and pictures, which hopefully one day I'll be able to share through the podcast. I need like a visual aspect of it, because actually the visuals are very important. But one of the concepts that I came up with is in one of the podcasts before, is the concept of an archetype alphabet, where there's certain concepts that are captured by images. And one of the images I came up with is the image of a color wheel surrounding a yin-yang, which is one of the cave paintings that I discussed in one of the podcasts. And it's just an image I came up with. It was the wheel, because it looks like a wheel. And on the top of it, I wrote reinvent. So the idea of you don't reinvent the wheel, but you do reinvent the wheel. That's not really that important. But the point thing is that image. Hopefully you can picture it in your head. You imagine a color wheel with yellow, orange, red, purple, blue, and green. And then and that's kind of like on the outside. In the middle, there's like a yin-yang. So that was a cool image to put together, juxtaposed. And when my middle son Ezra Moshe was, I don't know, pretty young, I showed it to him. It was like on the back of one of my journals, and he looked at it and he said, "That's a Seder plate." I mean, that's what he assumed that it was. So for those that don't know, there's a Jewish custom, Jewish law that we have with something called a Seder. Seder means order. And the holiday of Passover, we celebrate leaving Egypt when we were slaves. And we have a particular special meal. And then in the meal, there's certain things that we eat, and there's a plate that we use to eat the meal. It's a whole set in order of that day. It's a very important day. But the Hashkacha Pratis, the synchronicity, was that not just for myself, that something happened to me that was synchronous, but that I created something that I didn't even know what I created. And I looked at it later, I realized that that's when you do something artistic and you're tapped in, you're connected, sometimes you can create something you don't even know what you're creating. And so even though I wasn't attempting to create a Seder plate, if you look at what a Seder plate looks like, it does look exactly like a Seder plate. So the synchronicity is therefore between the artist and the artist's audience, or in this case, a father and a son. Thank you for listening. This is Baruch Meir Ben Yonah HaLevi with Synchronicity, Hashkacha Pratis, or Hashkacha Pratit. Okay, you've made it to the flip side. This is chapter 16, or the 16th episode of the podcast. I'm still going. My goal was to make it to my birthday, and I'm going weiter. I'm going continuing. Thank you so much for listening. I know that in doing the podcast, I'm learning myself, and I'm trying to apply the lessons that I'm trying to share and teach, which is the infinity goggles. In Hebrew, we call it the Ayin Tova, to be able to look at, when you look out at the world, like Avram Avinu, the Yetzer Tov, you see You see opportunities for chesed, for kindness, and you see the glass half full, and you see how you can help people. And with those type of goggles, the medicine and goggles on, I know it's been helping me as a parent and as a husband and as a teacher and a son and all the different roles and niches that I have in my life. And hopefully one person other than me, or maybe even more, will be influenced to use the medicine and goggles in their own lives. Okay, I want to have a great week. I want to thank my wife for listening and whoever else is out there listening. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate the energy and the information back to me, whether it's mental, physical, or just spiritual messages. I appreciate them all. And you should be blessed to be happy, to be safe, and to know that you're special.